This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you're at this restaurant with friends mid-conversation, and you get this feeling that you've been here before. And it's creepy because this is your first time at this place, but it seems so familiar. Maybe it's even more than that, more than just the place. It's the topic. It's the conversation, too, almost like you know what people are about to say. It's right there on the tip of your tongue. You know what I'm talking about, right? Some people never really experience this. Others, they never forget these moments where they did because it's such a strong feeling. So what explains that? I've got questions. Hey again, it's me, Mike, and yes, today we are talking about deja vu, that feeling that you've been here before, that you've seen this before. This one's been on the list to do for a while, comes to us from our editor, Cooper. Shout outs to Cooper, thank you. We start with the basics. What do we mean by it when we talk about it? What is deja vu, and or how do most people talk about it, even if it's wrong?
There's a couple of ways of thinking about it. I'm going to kind of answer that question backwards.
Akira O'Connor is a senior lecturer at the University of St. Andrews in Scotland.
What you see a lot of the time, so-and-so sports team wins the title again. It's deja vu all over again. It's that kind of idea of something repeating itself. And that's part of the deja vu experience. But the way I understand it as a really quirky phenomenon of the mind is that it's the feeling of something repeating itself when you know that that feeling is incorrect.
And that part is key. It's the knowing it's not right. Knowing that you are being tricked.
It's what gives it that kind of, oh, weird feeling.
The other thing, you can kind of feel the gears turning in your mind, which is strange because so much of what happens in there is usually automatic. But when this happens, everything slows down.
Exactly. If you have deja vu when you're watching television, you don't switch the TV off thinking that you've seen this before. You notice that it's happening exactly as you say. You kind of feel the gears turning and you realize that there's one part of your mind telling you this is familiar, and there's the kind of almost the more sensible part of your mind saying, this can't be familiar. I can't have been in this situation before. That's just a mistake that's happening.
So there's the what it is. Now let's talk about the what's happening. What is actually going on in the brain while I'm sitting there trying to figure this out?
That there's no kind of popular scientific agreement on it. There's a few of us researching it around the world who have ideas that are broadly similar. I'll tell you the idea of that a few of us are working on, which is that deja vu is a process of error correction. Okay, so just like when you're tired, you can get a twitch in your eye. People experience that all the time. You know, they've pulled an all-nighter, their eye starts twitching the next day.
Some of us do this at work or around certain people, but that's a topic for another time.
That's just a nerve that's kind of misfiring a little, and it happens to control your eye. It's really noticeable. You can get exactly the same sorts of misfires in your brain. And normally those are totally inconsequential. There's so many nerves, so many neurons in your brain that it doesn't really get above just being a little bit of noise in the brain. But
there is always a but.
There's a certain part of the brain in the temporal lobe that deals with memory. When you get a neuron firing in that part of the brain, it tells you that you're experiencing a memory. Now, our brains are really good at fact checking. So what they do is they send these signals down to the front part of the brain, the frontal cortex, which deals with all the reasoning. It deals with making sense of everything. Now, what I think is happening in deja vu is you're getting a misfire in the memory part of your brain. That gets sent to the front of your brain, and the front of your brain says, hang on a minute, this doesn't make sense.
It's like we said before, you know you're being tricked. So is it, and maybe this is too far to go, but is it good for us? Because, look, if my brain's a computer and it's running the debug and the fact check, it seems like it's doing something it's supposed to be doing.
You're hitting on something there, because more young people have deja vu than older people. And that's not consistent with it being a problem with your minds. That's much more consistent with it being something that's going right.
There are, of course, situations where you don't want it, though. Sometimes people have deja vu before an epileptic seizure. Sometimes certain flu medications can lead to more of it. When you study it, or I guess when you try to, what do you do? Is there a way to try to prompt it in people?
Yeah, so that's the kind of holy grail of this kind of research, because although a lot of people have it, let's say, depending on how you ask the question, 60% to 99% of people will report experiencing deja vu. The gaps in between people experiencing it are really long. People talk about months, weeks, and that's when you're young. So it's obviously impossible to bring someone into the lab and sit them down until they have a
just wait, put them in the chair.
Yeah, exactly. So if you want to try and study it as it's happening, let's say you want to put someone in a brain scanner, then you want to have ways of bringing about at least something that approximates the feeling. We try and give people feelings of familiarity that they can use other information around them to rule out as being familiar.
How detailed can it get? Can it range from the split second to the whole scene?
Yeah, so there are degrees to which it extends to the kind of entire set of surroundings that you're experiencing. So not just that kind of fragment of whatever it is you've seen or experienced, but the entire set of circumstances. Depending on kind of how useful you find this, some scientists have referred to those kinds of experiences as déjà vécu, translated from the French as already lived, as opposed to déjà vu, already seen. So there's that idea that it encompasses more than just what you're seeing right now. The more intense the experiences, the longer they last, but also the more you feel like you can predict, you can almost predict what is about to happen. You kind of almost feel like you're just a step behind what is happening in your ability to predict it. So I've certainly had a few experiences where I've thought, oh, I would have been able to predict that if only my mind had been able to work quick enough.
And before we finish, do you have one, an experience that sticks out for you?
I do. It was a pretty formative experience for me, because it was as I was deciding what I was going to do next in my life. I was doing a psychology degree at university. I had an experience where I saw a bird fly past the window. I was confident I'd been in that exact situation before, and then realized, no, this is that feeling of deja vu. I want to learn more about this. And so I ended up doing a PhD in it and doing a fair amount of research on it since.
Isn't that interesting how that works? You call up a deja vu expert, and it was deja vu that kind of set him down his path. Sometimes things just work out. So you're at this restaurant with friends, mid-conversation, and you get this feeling that you've been here before. Okay, I'll stop. That's a bad bit. I apologize. Real quick rundown on the other theories. They go from glitch in the matrix to past life, mirror universe, dozens of other kinds of memory malfunctions. So take your pick among those for what really explains deja vu. My big one was when I was a teenager. Cross-country practice, saw this fisherman come off a bike trail. I was sure that I had dreamed it or something, that I had seen him before. I stopped, like, in my tracks and watched this guy. So he was creeped out. I'll read yours if you want to send them. I think it's cool. Or send me questions for other episodes. I've got questions at audacy.com, AUDACY. It's also in the show notes. A couple that we're working on right now. They'll show up in the weeks to come. Rate the show, please. It helps out a lot. And if you're in LA, you want some news, 97.1 FM. I'm on in the afternoons and on Twitter at KNX Simpson. See you again next time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.